This is episode 384, recorded September 23rd, 2016. Packard pokes at sex, signs, and rock and bro. I want to thank Seawalker from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
My favorite time of year is here. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is the time we hunt squirrels, right? Oh, no, no. That's spring. Sorry, I get my seasons confused.
Squirrel.
I tried hunting pumpkins, but they're just so damn easy. I mean, it's like they never run. I was going to come up to it, and I was like, I gotcha. And it just sat there. I'm like, there's no sport in that.
You're not going to the right pumpkin patches.
Apparently not.
Then. Yeah. Those ones in horror movies, you know.
That's right. I'm thinking of the ones where they're always like they're like the ones in The Simpsons where they eat the children. It's like, let us out. They let us out of the mouth. So. Yeah, it's getting to be that time of year again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. For everything I long to do, no matter when or where or who, has one thing in common too.
It's a sin. There's this guy over in Arizona. He's known as Brother Dean. That doesn't sound like such a bad guy, Brother Dean. He sounds like somebody who would come up and give you coffee if you need it, or maybe a spare jack. It's like, oh, I see your car's got a flat tire. I have a jack in my car. Let me help you out. No, this is not that Brother Jack, or Brother Dean, rather. Brother Jack sounds like a drink. I'll have some Brother Jack over here, please. Brother Dean has been on the Arizona state campuses there at the UA, the University of Arizona. He's going up to women with his big bullhorn, and he's screaming at them saying, because you dress like a slut, you deserve to be raped, and things like that. What a nice guy. This guy is only missing the big hat thing, a bobber that looks like a picnic table sat on his head, you know, the picnic table cloth on his head, and trying to make everybody wear a burka.
If this was $1,000 pyramid, we'd be failing because I wouldn't know what you wanted me to say. That thing. Oh, I see.
That thing, yes. This guy is the closest thing to the Christian version of ISIS that I've seen so far. Well, I've seen a lot of versions of it, but this guy was pretty close to it himself. He's going around, like I said, to these campuses, and he's been doing this awful, awful shit. And he can say what he wants, as long as he doesn't step over the line. And I've been saying, as long as he doesn't do that, I don't give a shit. But he decided to, like most fundamentalists, decides to take the law into his own hands, and he stepped over that line between being a, you know, just a crazy and then a crazy who decides to take action. The controversial preacher known as Brother Dean, I'm going to read this right from the article, is accused of assaulting a University of Arizona student. Renee Hernandez, a spokesperson for the University of Arizona Police Department, said that he was arrested around 12:30 p.m. Tuesday on September 20th. He's been accused of kicking a woman in the chest and has been banned from the campuses for 1 year. Now, here's the part that is really kind of pissing me off. He got an assault charge, but his bond was set at only $641. What? No change? What? 10 cents? 30 cents? You didn't want to throw in the nickels and dimes in there? But he's supposed to appear in court the night afterwards. The thing is here, I don't think he is going to uphold staying off those campuses.
No.
I think he will be back. Kind of your thoughts.
Yeah. Evidently, somebody attacked him in May.
Yes.
With a baseball bat to the head. I was like, well, it's too bad that it wasn't a hatchet and mistook his head for a piece of wood.
Yeah.
But
wasn't a home run either, because he still has his head.
Yeah, it's true. He's a piece of work, and the guy who trained him is somebody named Brother Jed, who's...
Brother Jed! Jesus Christ.
He's missing some brain cells, evidently, from some drugs that he took, but he's... Anyway, back to Brother Brodeen. You know... To kind of make light of this, and it's hard because, you know, anybody who blames the victim is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But maybe what Brodeen really needs is a jingle, you know, something like, you deserve a rape today.
Oh, Jesus
so
Christ.
Get up and start to pray. It's your own fault.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it would be better received if we did that?
Let's not give them any ideas.
I saw some chat saying that the university needs to put a restraining order, but I don't know that you could, you know, do that.
I think they can.
Organization.
I think they can. I mean, even though it's a public college, if they say this person is not supposed to be on the campus, they can say you can have them arrested for being on campus when they're not supposed to be there. It's just like if you go to a mall and you do, I don't know, you fuck up or something.
Yeah.
And then the person...
You can't go back
you
there.
You can't go to the mall. Yeah, you can get banned for several months or year or whatever, or life. You know, it should be no different from your university.
Yeah. Anyway, he's pretty mentally unstable, and he's just, you know, I don't know. He's going to stand across from there. Even if he's not allowed on, I suppose he'll stand across the street and...
Yeah, he might do that. He might say that, you know, that... Well, I'm not technically on the campus. I'm across the street, so nothing you can do about that. He'll use that as a loophole. Now, there was something he said here on the day that he got hit with the bat. He said that many of you Apollo high schoolers are going to hell. Now, he made headlines in the past for holding signs that say women who dress immodestly deserve to get raped, which I've mentioned. During the demonstration at Apollo High, he told gay students that they were going to hell and disparaged Muslims as dirty. How ironic. This guy is as close to being a Muslim as being a Muslim, because he's going around saying that women deserve to be raped and they're dressing immodestly.
Yeah.
He's not much any better than their fucking bullshit misogynistic culture.
Yes.
Of Islam.
Yeah. But here you go. Maybe we could do this. We could raise the $641, but make sure that we get it all in ones and make sure that it comes from strippers. And hand it to him and let him know where it came from.
Afterwards. Yeah. They will let you out if you go. Oh, by the way, that came from very immodest strippers.
According to his blog/website, too, he has never kissed a woman and he's never gone on a date. And
oh, he's gay. He's gay.
He's something. He's something.
He's gay.
Or totally so repressed heterosexual that he's a danger to really seriously.
Yeah, no, there's strong correlation. The people who are the most outspoken about this are more closeted homosexuals. If this guy is going around saying that gays are bad, and he's willing to do that, he's most likely a repressed homosexual himself.
Yeah.
And you just said he's never, and he, according to his own...
He claims that he hasn't.
Yeah, he claims he hasn't kissed a woman or touched a woman. I mean, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. I don't know.
That is the best and quickest, way to connect those dots.
And you know what? To be honest, I don't know what woman would want to be around somebody like that. Because the moment they get naked, it's like, you're dressed immodestly. You're about to have sex. You're supposed to dress immodestly. At that point,
glass half full. It means that he will possibly never reproduce.
Yes. I hope this bastard never fucking reproduces. I got my fingers crossed. I've got my toes crossed. You can't see them, but my toes are crossed.
And ladies, just keep your legs crossed because...
Around him anyway. Just,
yeah, around
not,
him.
Not like that's going to be really hard,
don't
you know?
I think that's a problem, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Your pickup line is, you're just really slutty. You're going to get raped.
Yeah, no shit.
911 on speed dial.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be around that fucker. How much you want to bet this guy, in some future point, will eventually be accused of rape? How much you? Who wants to take bets? Who wants to take bets that this guy eventually, it's either going to be rape of a woman or he's going to be caught with someone that's underage? Or he's going to be caught with another guy.
What kind of odds are you giving me? Because
Vegas odds.
Like suck bet.
Vegas odds.
Sounds like even odds to me.
Right.
I know. Can't believe it.
Don't believe it. And tonight we have our unbelievable deity, and this one this week is called Medbub. M-E-D-B. I have a picture of Medbub right here. There she is. This is a statuette of Medbub. She is a very bloodthirsty queen of Connaught. With her, you get sex. Okay. I'm with you so far. Death. Okay, let's back it off a little bit. And drink thrown in absolutely free. Well, the drink, maybe. I mean, if it's a good drink. The death stuff, okay. Well, maybe we could work something out.
What if she threw in rock and roll?
If she throws in sex, drinks, and rock and roll, I'm there. I am fucking there. She liked her suitors to fight to the death. No. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this. There's no pussy out there that's worth dying for. And certainly none killing for. The people that... Now, this is a thing that people do. They say, yeah, you screwed my woman. I'm going to fucking kill you because of that. You know, that's a thing. But I'm not going to do it because I don't think there's not a dick, there's not a pussy out there that's worth dying or killing for. Anyway, she would offer them an incentive of a crown as a prize. Or does she? Of course, they had no idea of how short their reign would be. Her name means intoxication, which in her case was invoked by more than just the drink. Connie, your thoughts?
This was an exciting one, actually, for me. Maeve, Mebbed, or Mab. I like reading the Dresden Files, which Harry Dresden, he's a wizard. And Queen Mab is one of the characters that Jim Butcher actually includes in his stories. And right now, you know, as I ended, I guess I can't, it's a spoiler, but Harry winds up being Mab's champion in a book called Winter Night. And yeah, she's really bloodthirsty. I love the way that... she's written in this. And so it was really fun to read about this deity, this fantasy character. And it's really interesting stories. We have the sisters Maka and Morgan and, I don't know. And then there's a fight and there's a lot of trickery involved. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I maybe want to delve more into Celtic Irish mythology because it was really...
Now, of course,
it's like Game of Thrones, I guess.
Yeah, Dawkins was saying from the chat room, he says, that explains an Irish mythology. That explains the drink.
Yes.
Well, to be fair, a lot of these deities, they do a lot of drinking. There's not too many of them that don't
do some kind of.
Yeah, all the exciting deities drink.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the really interesting ones involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to find some images, and she is a very attractive deity. I mean, it's hard not to say, okay. What's interesting here, I'm relaying this story kind of secondhand because I wasn't there myself. My daughter recently had been to a wedding, and it was a Christian wedding, and she was talking about how they were doing their vows, and the preacher was reading a story from the Bible about some people who were killing off each other to make sure that they got to be the suitor. And when we found this deity for tonight's show, and it said pretty much the same thing, I'm thinking, hey, think about that for just a minute. If this story's in the Bible, and since the Bible has lifted so many different stories from different cultures, there's another one that we could just look back and go, yep, that's a story of Mebd.
Yeah, because Christianity came to Ireland, but those stories were already in place. And especially the Catholic Church, they adopted all of this stuff. They included it. So when all of the things are being translated to our modern Bible, that would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Dawkins says, fighting over a woman? There can only be one, Thylander.
Oh.
The only thighs I really like are the ones that come with
in
coating.
A bucket?
Yeah, and they come in a bucket and they're getting like coating on them.
It's, we are talking about chicken, right?
Yeah. Oh, were we? I'm sorry. My mind watered. Yes, of course, chicken. Yes, that's what it was. It was chicken.
Well, you know, because it was, never mind. Cannibalism. So,
hey, you don't have to eat all the way through. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, what are we eating? Never mind.
Involves chocolate syrup, whipped cream. Never mind. Dawkins, like, he says, thighs that come in a bucket? What type of women do you date?
They come with a box that says instructions.
Oh, no.
Blow
here.
Oh, my God.
This getting bump. I'm just going to read a little portion here. Apparently, her current boyfriend owned a famous white bull. She thought it would be fun to match it with sending some of her hooligans to snatch the famous brown bull from Ulster. It would also offer them an opportunity to test the mettle of Colan and the son of Ugh Log, which it says he was a real broth of a boy who had taken the post of a warrior and hero from King of Ulster. This sort of cattle raiding leads to serious conflict, and Colan, I'm trying to pronounce it the best way I can, was a serious
Colan.
Yes,
I tried to look it up too.
These people have weird names.
If I have trouble, then I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Now it was a serious conflictor. Nothing like a little strife to spice up life, and you know that's perfect. You know, because even in every form of literature, unless you're reading a fucking manual, there is some kind of strife to keep the story interesting. And this is no different. Really no different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Mebd.
Yes.
Also known as Maeve. So she's just another deity that's just completely unbelievable.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass!
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And again, be sure to check us out on The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, a new episode, segment, whatever you want to call it, dropped this morning. Attempted to drop this morning. I had to do a little, little tinkering to get it working, but I got it working. So it's available, so you can download it on your favorite podcast catcher. We try to make the Bible as interesting as possible. Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
It's a stretch.
It's a stretch. And trust me, you don't want a Bible alone. You do not want to Bible alone. So let us Bible with you and try to entertain you and try to educate you on this pile of shit.
Over on patheos.com, we have a story about Oregon citizens fighting an astrology class and saying it will lead to skinning of cats and sacrificing babies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hope they fillet
them. Children, right?
I hope they fillet them nicely because, you know.
The juicy, juicy children.
Yes, yeah. The juicy children.
But not the cats, please.
No.
Okay, anyway, the article. There's an ordinance in Canyonville, Oregon, passed in 1982 that forbids occult arts, and which means you cannot practice fortune-telling, astrology, phrenology, palmistry, clairvoyance, mesmerism, and spiritualism.
Yeah, 1982. Yeah. Let that wrap around in your head. 1982, not 1882, not 1782, 1982.
Can anybody say satanic panic?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's unadulterated nonsense. However, a lady, Elena Wong, owner of Elena's Circle of Healing Arts in Canyonville, brought the ordinance to the council's attention when she asked if she could begin teaching astrology and practicing tarot card reading. It seems a little antiquated, Wong said. It seems like all other cities in this county don't have an ordinance like this. Which we can and should criticize the whole idea of teaching astrology and tarot card reading, but I think it's Hemet Mehta over here on Patheos. But he says he's going to ignore that for the moment because the reaction to Wong's suggestion was even more ridiculous than the classes that she wanted to begin. There's a couple speakers here. Jim Garrett of Canyonville compared the occult arts to opening a house of prostitution.
Hey, I'm all for that.
Well, you know, I guess with every bang, you get a free tarot card reading.
Oh,
or something.
Yes, absolutely. I'd be all up for, you know.
I see now.
I see in your future, you're going to have a little bit of a rash.
or a pomace tree. I see that you're now $50.
And you are now $50 short. Yeah. You're
horror, not, right?
Yeah, your bank account has now been bled dry.
And your watch is missing. Okay, and he went on to say it probably wouldn't make a lot of money, but is it uplifting?
I would say if it's going to make a lot of money, it would be very uplifting.
But it's
isn't that what Republicans want? Is that they want people to make money.
Oh, Dale Hitt, if repealing the ordinance brings the occult practices, it will develop into Satanism, which practices the skinning of cats or whatever. He sounds like
a whatever. Wait a minute. Wait, what's the whatever? What's the wait a minute? I have a question. What's the whatever? Skinning of what?
Maybe, I don't know. D&D games every Friday night.
D&D game every Friday night? Hey, man, I don't know if I have the time for that. I have things to do.
I cast magic missile. We can't have too many of those.
Oh, the owl. Oh, I forget. Is that Owl's Wives or something like that?
The Dead Owl Wives.
Dead Owl Wives. Yes. Owl Wives.
It's extremely popular. We play D&D. Well, I haven't played it in a long time, but yes, it's very popular in my family. And then Garrett also asks, what about if they also want to, dun, 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 sacrifice babies too, Dale?
Sacrificing really babies. Because that's a thing. That's in Christianity where they were sacrificing babies, not...
Wait. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my gosh. Do they abuse animals?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they do. You go ahead, keep reading. I'm going to look up this verse.
Sure, please. Maybe Dale Hitt can tell us where these cat-skinning Satanists are meeting, since he has no clue what he's talking about. And he ran the theory by Lucian Greaves, the Satanic Temple, and he was responded saying Satanism is actually a cure for astrology, not something
what?
That caused
it. What? You're exchanging one mysticism for another.
Satanism is actually, Satanism, the modern Satanism, is definitely atheism. It's skepticism, and they're saying it's a cure for astrology, and... Lucian Graves also says it's troubling that the myth of satanic cults skinning cats and engaging in ritual sacrifices still holds currency in our culture. Satanism seems to be the only religion in the world for which indigent mobs proclaim that is the only true practice, that its only true practice is violent and cruel, while the evidence is that its adherents truly respect personal sovereignty and individual dignity. And this is true. We've enjoyed watching the antics of some of the best trolls out there right now, yeah. The Satanic Temple.
I found that verse I was looking for. It's Psalms 137:9. It says, happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
There you go.
If they're going to sacrifice babies, you know, it's right there. It's right there in the Bible. Do they not know their own Bibles?
Oh, and Leviticus 1:14, but if his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall bring his offering from the turtle doves or the young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off its head.
Oh, nice.
If the blood is drained on the side of the altar, it's sprinkled on the altar. It's just like, the bird is bleeding to death, you sprinkle it all over the altar. That's not a cat, but there's what you're supposed to do with animals, right?
I've got another one here. Second Kings 6:29. So we cooked my son and ate him. The next day, I said to her, give up your son, so we may eat him. But she had hidden him. So they apparently, yeah, that's in Second Kings. So,
yep.
Yeah, if anybody be eating babies, it's these people in the Bible.
Yes. So there you go. Oregon, you know what? Granted, horoscopes aren't the devil.
No.
The devil's not even the devil.
If she wants to practice this shit, I don't see any problem with it. The thing is, though, if she does get the right to practice it, we should still criticize her. I'm not saying that she doesn't go without being criticized because her religion and her beliefs are just as stupid as theirs are.
And isn't this a religious practice? Isn't this a spiritual belief? Shouldn't she be free to practice what she wants to practice?
You know what? Actually, I think you're right on that point. If this is a religious practice, then the religious liberties that they keep crying about, then it applies to her just as well.
Yep.
So you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say, I can do this thing because of my religion, but you can't do the thing of that kind because of your religion, because I don't like your religion. They think this is a Christian country. This is not a Christian country. They don't get to say whose religion is the better one.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our true or troll. Connie has got 5 stories warming up, and let's see if she can troll me. So get your fingers ready. Watching this at home live. Googling.
Just the index.
No Googling. Let's see if you can do as good as I do or better. Unless I get 100, which I've done twice on this show now. Let's see if you can do as good as I can or worse or better. I don't know. Whatever. All right.
It's one of those two.
It's one of those two. Better or worse. I don't know.
Or equal.
Or equal. There's the third. There's a third option. There's a third option.
You deserve rape, campus preacher pleads court not to jail him out of fear of getting raped.
I think that's a true.
No, that's a troll.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Could have swore I saw that a while back.
That was on politicops.com.
Ah, that's probably where I saw it.
So I think that it might be true, but it didn't come out of his mouth. So, but it's, never mind. It's coming from somewhere else, maybe later. Trump's behavior is similar to male chimpanzee, says Jane Goodall.
I think that one's true.
That is true. That is the HuffPo.
Actually, I think I saw that one like weeks ago.
I actually think it was a little sooner than that, but at least when the HuffPo presented it.
Yeah, maybe I probably saw it or glanced at it, and I just didn't think, probably, yeah.
Oh,
okay. I didn't really open it, read it. Dawkins dog in the chat room says, chimps throw less shit. Yes, they do. Donald is full of it. He is definitely full of it, and he's slinging it left and right like it's going out of style.
Meanwhile, chimpanzees are saying, don't lump us in with him.
Right.
Rand Paul. All of my black friends wish they had lived during slavery times compared to now under Obama.
I'm going to have to call troll on this one.
Correct.
It sounds like something he would say. That's why I said, no, it's not something he would say, because he's not that stupid.
Politicops.com. Mike Pence says we shouldn't talk about racial bias in the wake of police shootings.
I'm going to say true.
Yes, sadly, that is true.
I wish I was wrong on that.
HuffPo. Last one.
Last one.
Coulter blames police shootings on political correctness. What? They can't ask, are you armed, nigger?
That's what they actually, it says that? Okay, then it's, all right. I call troll on this one.
Yes, it's a troll.
I got 80%. That's not bad.
That is awesome.
That's not bad.
She has leanings towards political correctness being a pile of shit.
Yeah.
But she didn't actually say that. So
okay, the her saying calling them niggers was the point that is like, okay, yeah, it was like from plausible to woo.
I know. I figured that that was probably going to be a bit too obvious, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And sorry for saying the N-word.
No.
I apologize.
It was just from the article. We don't usually use language like that unless we're either quoting somebody or it's from an article and that's the actual headline. Yeah. So
I usually say N-word. So
yeah.
Yes.
But
anyway.
So we'll be back next week with our Okay, Let's Talk. Also, special announcement. At the end of October, we are having our Halloween special. And what I need from you, everybody, either you can send me in a Halloween short story, if you could, and make it into a Mad Lib Halloween story. It could be spooky. It could be fairly benign. But make it a Mad Lib. Either you can send us a story that's written out, and then we'll have to fill it in. Or if you want to send us a recording of yourself reading a Mad Libbed Halloween story, please do. It's at ppapodcast@gmail.com. Make it at least no more than 2 or 3 minutes at most, maybe 5 at the outside. But if you send us a story, we'll put it on the air for the last show of the month in October. So I'm going to try to remember to mention this on every show, but please send in those stories to us at ppapodcast@gmail.com, and we'll either do them or you can do one and send it to us. Either way, I would love to hear it or read one from you. Or if you just want to write one up yourself, that'd be great too. So anyway, we'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes That We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.